powerful. So, you know, I always see even quotes like, man, whether you think you can do it or whether you think you can't do it, whichever one you feed that energy to, that's probably right. So if you think you can do it, you can. If you think you cannot do it, you probably won't. So I'm big into, you know, the power of the mind.
What makes the journey worth it? The pain, the adversity, the opposition, the challenges, the uncertainty. Why do I have to go through this? What's the lesson in this? I got a paralyzed right arm and hand. The million-dollar question I get every single day is, you wouldn't change what happened to you, why? Serendipity, join us for insightful dialogues about not just successes, but about failures, opposition, adversities that shape and mold the individuals to who they are today. I'm Inky Johnson. This is Serendipity.
Welcome to Serendipity with Inky Johnson. Today's guest, he's a father, he's a son, he's a brother, he's an NFL All-Pro corner for the Los Angeles Rams, Jalen Ramsey. What up, Jay? How you doing, man?
What's up? What's up, man? Appreciate you having me.
Oh, no doubt, man. Thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
For sure.
So, Jay, I want to get into it, man. I want to ask you a question right off rip. You know, as I research you, man, I know a lot about you in terms of just watching the way you play the game. I'm a fan. I love it. But I want to ask you a question. What comes to mind when you think about your daughters, Breland and Brooklyn?
Joy, man.
Yeah.
Joy. Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to mind, just pure joy. Yeah. I mean, I could be having a bad day personally or bad moments during the day personally. And when I see them, it's just like instant joy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, these beautiful God's creations, you know, that I had a little hand in, and just they smile, they attitudes growing into themselves a little bit, just growing up so fast on me. Yeah. It's just pure joy, man. Like, joy thinking about them and looking at them and everything. It's just joy. Joy is filled in my heart.
No doubt. No doubt, man. I got two of my own. I got a 9-year-old son, 10-year-old daughter. So I know that feeling. But you said something, man, at the end of the 2020 season, and I wrote it down, right? You allowed a career low completion rate of 50.7. And you said, I will put this up there as my best season, but I still have a lot of improvements to make.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that mindset.
Man, I kind of always have a mindset in life where I'm never satisfied and I'm not content ever with anything that I'm personally doing. Not talking about like I'm always happy and, you know, counting all my blessings that the Lord has blessed me with. So not in that way that I'm not satisfied, but more so in a humanly way of like, I can always be doing more in my life, in my profession, and everything that I'm doing. So,
yeah,
I know there's so much more that I can tap into, you know, as a man, as a father, as a son, as a brother, and even in my profession. Like I said, it was my best year yet. You know, I put an emphasis on the yet just because I know that I have so much more in me that I just need to tap into and focus even more and just get it out of me and give everybody the greatness that I know is in me and kind of just let his light shine through me.
Mm. Hey, there's a quote that says, our talent is God's gift to us, and what we do with it is our gift back to God.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I think about that when you say that. But what drives the way you play the game, right? Because a lot of people would consider you the best corner in the NFL right now, right? And like you said, you got this constant pursuit of greatness. You got this constant pursuit of every time you step on the field, you want to go against the number one receiver, right? What drives that? Because everybody is not wired that way.
Man, for me, it's a lot. It's internal, you know? It's a lot of what you kind of just said. Like, I realize and I recognize and I count my blessings, and I know God has blessed me with so much that if I feel like if I don't go out there and give it my all and put my best foot forward every single day, practice, games, whatever the case may be, then I'm doing a disservice to God. Like, I feel like I'm, you know, you give me all these gifts, everything, and for me to not go out here and utilize every bit of it and try to put on a show for you. Like, if you sitting there watching me, I'm going to use all these gifts you've given me. I'm going to put on a show for you. Mm. You know, like, it's like, as a young child, I was always trying to make my dad proud. Anytime I stepped on the field, like, I want to make you proud. Like, this is what it was. And as I've grown up, it's like, I want to make my heavenly father just as proud. Like, you know, I want to make you proud every single time I step on the field. So that's honestly where a lot of it comes from for me. And then obviously just in the game itself, and in this league, and it's so prestigious, and there's been so many greats to come before me, like my idols and things like that, that I'm still tasting greatness. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what I've accomplished thus far, it's still more for me to accomplish. It's still goals out there that I have not achieved yet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to keep going until I achieve those goals. I'm going to keep giving it all I can until I achieve those goals, if that's in his will for me.
That's real. You know, Jay, do you feel like a lot of people like don't understand, or you feel misunderstood? Like, when you say, like, man, I'm trying to maximize my gifts and my talents for God, like, that's why I compete the way I compete, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will see the way you compete, you know, like, it's well documented. You're going to talk trash. You're going to go at a cat. You're going to get in their head. You're going to push them. Yeah. But when I hear you talk, at the foundation of it, it's basically, bro, I'm just trying to be the greatest, right? I'm trying to maximize my gifts and my talents. Do you feel 100%. Like that's misunderstood a lot?
Yeah, it definitely is, from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. But anybody on the inside, or anybody in my circle, anybody on my team, my teammates, coaches, they all can see it. So, you know, that when outside people can't really, when they're not in that inner circle and they can't feel it, they just, you know, taking bits and pieces and trying to put it together from the outside, it doesn't really bother me, just because I know really, you know, what's real and what's true and what's really going on. That's why I've never had issues with teammates. Like, we've always had utmost respect. Coaches, same. It's always been that way with me internally. So the outside noise don't really bother me at all. And yeah, it's misunderstood, but you know, that's just kind of what comes with the territory in today's game. They're going to highlight the things that make, you know, the headlines or the highlights, but they might not always be highlighting the times where it's encouraging words, or, you know, it's times in games. Yo, if I feel a cramp coming on in the middle of the game, I drop right there, bow my head, pray, like, yo, Lord, please don't let this cramp take over the game. I'm trying to do something for you, dear Lord. Like, those moments don't get captured, because, you know, those moments might not hit the highlights or the headlines as good as the moments where I'm, you know, telling opposite receiver, like, yo, I'm finna lock you up, though. Mm. So it's just kind of what's out there in the media and what people take from it. But anytime you're able to have you in my circle, or you on my team, or one of my coaches or whatever, you always know what's real and what's true about me.
No doubt. No doubt. So, Jay, like, when you think about the game now, as opposed to when you first came into the league, the goals you had when you first came into the league to the goals that you have now as a player, looking back to the young Jalen Ramsey, what would you tell the young guy that first came into the league, first round, fifth pick, to the Jalen Ramsey now that got paid, highest paid DB NFL history? Like, what would you tell the young guy?
What I would tell the young guy is embrace your journey. That's what I would tell the young Jalen. Honestly, just because as soon as you come in the league, especially, you know, being a top five pick, a guy who, it's already a lot of spotlight on you. You're going to, when you know, a top pick in the draft, you know, you go into a team that's usually not that good, you know, or they either had a bad year. So I already knew the type of situation I was going into. And I felt early as a rookie that I had to be the one to make that difference. I had to be the one to make that change immediately, because eyes are on me. and I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to fill all these voids that they had in the past. And this is why they drafted me. So now I have to fill all them voids and just the pressures that come with it. And, you know, people telling you, you got to do things this way or that way, or, you know, you're getting pulled all different ways. And it, and then it at times it can make you act out, or it can make you get into a shell. It can, it can do so much different things for you. So what I would tell that Jalen is, yo, yes, you can take advice from people here and there. That's cool, especially if they've been in your shoes, if they've been where you're trying to go. But at the end of the day, embrace your journey, whatever that may be, because your journey is definitely going to be different than somebody else's. The way you go through situations is going to be different than how somebody else may have went through situations. The way that you perceive being a pro may be different than what somebody else perceives being a pro is. The way you evolve your game may be different than somebody else. Even if there's similarities or comparisons along the route, everybody's journey is completely different. So I would definitely tell, you know, young rookie Jalen coming in the league, like, embrace your journey, you know, be authentic to yourself, truly, you know, and just grow. It's going to be growing pains. It's going to be ups and downs. Embrace all of it. Like, the without the lows, without the downs, you know, it went how you ready and elevated for when you going up. Absolutely. So embrace every little moment of it. That would be my advice to my younger self.
Yeah, I think that's great insight. Like, I share with cats all the time, like, when they go through adversity and opposition, you know, it carries a lot of pain. Some of our greatest lessons come from pain, right? Yep. And I tell cats all the time, the ability to learn is a gift, even when pain is our teacher. But most importantly, it's not punishment, it's preparation, right? All of it is preparation for who we're destined to become and where we're trying to get to. And so I say that to say this, who do you enjoy competing against, bro? Like, in the league? I know it's a lot of cats and you enjoy the competition, but who is that cat or a few cats that when you get done with the game, you like, man, we got our money's worth today?
100%. Right off the top of my head is DeAndre Hopkins, just because I've been in his division since I was in the league. Since I came in the league, I was playing him twice a year. That was like the premier receiver in the AFC South. I was playing him twice a year, and it was my task to cover him, and that's the task that I wanted. I wanted that challenge. And, you know, for a year, and not even a year, it was just half the year, because I still played him one time last year when I got traded. And then the following year, he got traded out here to the NFC West. So now we back at it two times a year. So I play him the most of anybody. So I look forward to those matchups just because we're both ever-evolving. And we're trying to stay at the top of our games. And I would say respectfully, we're at the top of the league right now. So competing with him and, you know, him learning my tendencies, me learning his tendencies is always a good matchup. So I definitely enjoy playing him. But I play some, in my opinion, some greats, some guys who I think will be Hall of Famers. I played, you know, the Julios. I played him once. I played Antonio Brown, who I play him three or four times now, and every single matchup has been a tough one, and it's been a good one. I play Odell once, you know. I play even former teammates, A-Rob, and I play Amari Cooper. So I have a list of guys, and I'm probably missing some right now, but I definitely have a list of guys who I have a ton of respect for, and I love competing against, and we're gonna always go after it, but D-Hop definitely probably tops my list.
Yeah, that's dope, man. When you think back to Smyrna, Tennessee,
yeah,
what comes to mind?
The Roots.
Yes, sir.
Just the foundation, family. Like, that's what comes to mind, like my family, my foundation, my support system, my rock, you know, my mom, dad, brother. Cousin, nobody really knows how much, you know, all of them invested in me. And just how much they've always believed in me from the jump and believed in my dreams. Because sometimes, man, it's sad that, you know, sometimes it's only you believing in your dream. Sometimes you dream, you dream so big that it's only you who gonna believe in it. And I still do that to this day. Like, I have dreams that, man, sometimes I don't even share with everybody because I feel like they mental capacity won't even let them think that far. Like, man, what? Like, so some dreams I don't even share with people, but having my foundation, my family, my support system from day one, you know, as a little child, being like, man, one day I'm gonna be a star. I'm gonna go to college. I'm gonna go to a big college and play football. I'm gonna get drafted in the NFL. I'm gonna play in the NFL one day. And for your family to believe that as well, and, you know, hold you accountable, make you work hard, man, that was a blessing, like, all my life. So that's what I think of, just family and foundation.
That's strong, man. Like, I always see you speak about your family. And I was reading Kobe's book, and he talked about how, like, a lot of people don't realize how important it is to have family and people to support you on the journey to greatness, and how it's a collective process. A lot of people forget that. And so to hear you speak about that, that's dope. And so, Jay, I want to ask you something, man, like, as we get ready to close it out. With the current climate of the world, things people are experiencing with the pandemic, opposition, adversity, like, you operate at a really high level, and you've done it consistently, right? In the face of adversity, like I always tell people, it's one thing to win and be great. It's another thing to do it in the face of opposition and adversity. Yes. And you've done that, like, time and time again. So if there's a mantra that you live by, or just how you're wired, right? And how you get going, the thing that ticks in you every single day. What insight, advice, perspective that you would share with people right now with the current climate of what we're dealing with in the world to just get people to keep going, man, because it's a tough time.
Right, man. One thing that I've kind of always lived by since I was like a junior in high school, I was being recruited and I was actually committed to Southern Cal, USC. Out here on the West Coast, and I was being recruited by T. Martin. And he's with the Ravens now as their receiver coach. And me and Coach T, we still talk, like, to this day. I'll hit him up, or he'll hit me up here or there. But I'll never forget. I want to say I was a junior, and Coach T, he had hit me up one day and was just giving me some encouraging words or something, and he said something that stuck with me, like, forever. Like, I still think about this. And when I speak to, like, kids or, you know, groups or whatever, I still say this, like, at the end of my speech or whatever, I always tell them, you know, Coach T. Martin told me this, and it stuck with me forever. Don't ever let anybody tell you that the sky is the limit when there are footprints on the moon. Mm. And, man, it stuck with me because it's like, one, it's true. And, you know, people love to say, like, man, the sky's the limit for that kid, or the sky's the limit for your talent, your potential, or this or that. Mm. It's like, man, I have no limits. Mm. It's footprints on the moon, and we're going to go past that. Now, you know, people try to go to Mars. Like, we're going past that. I have no limits. Anything that I think, you know, I can do. Mm. Anything I put my mind to, I can do it. Now, I can be the greatest. I can change the world. I can change somebody's life. Like, I can do it all. So the mind is so powerful, and it's so strong. I've kind of embedded that in me, and that's how I carry my life. Like, my mind is so strong. I don't let negative thoughts, you know, linger in my head. Obviously, here and there, thoughts can come in your head, but I don't give them the time of the day. They're not going to be in my head for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. If it's up to me, like, when nothing negative anybody can say, it's what's in my mind and what I put in my mind and what I keep thinking, now I'm going to make that become true. You know, I'm big into even speaking things and into existence. Like, absolutely. The mind is just so powerful. So, you know, I always see even quotes like, man, whether you think you can do it or whether you think you can't do it, whichever one you feed that energy to, that's probably right. So if you think you can do it, you can. If you think you cannot do it, you probably won't. So I'm big into, you know, the power of the mind.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, T a real one.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Man, I just want to say, bro, thank you for your time. Continue to be great. Continue to take it to an aspirational level, and continue to represent your family in whatever organization that you find yourself talking to, being around, being embedded with. Continue to be great and being Jalen Ramsey.
We great. Man, I will,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, man. For real, man. Appreciate you having me on.
No doubt.
You know, I look up to you, man. Look at your stuff every day. You know what I mean? You inspire everybody, I'm telling you.
My dog, man. I appreciate you.